The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, guys? The red light is on. It's Wednesday night. You know what that means. It's Bet and Bananas, a bet and preview of this weekend's UFC, which is UFC 301 in Brazil. I'm Dave Van Auken, my partner in crime, Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Fridays and all through Fight Bananas Land. The ruthless one, L. Dawson. L., how are you?
I'm doing good. Ready to talk some 301 odds with our guy, Rafael Esparza.
I was going to, dude, look at you. You're like hosted. L. Dawson's hosted. Every pay-per-view we get him on, we are so lucky to have him on. He's one of the busiest guys in the industry. Rafael Esparza. Raf, how you doing, brother?
I am doing well. I thought we were talking about Star Wars on May 4th, but I guess we could talk about UFC 301 on Saturday. But Saturday's crazy. I can't believe what's going on Saturday because you got UFC 301. You have the Kentucky Derby. You have Canelo Alvarez, who almost beat up Oscar De La Hoya today. You have NHL playoffs. You have NBA playoffs, baseball, English Premier League soccer. So it's just one of those days I told my wife, hey, I'll see you Monday.
I love that. But before we go into talking bets on UFC 301, I am a man of my word. Last week on the show, it was just Elle and I. We made a banana bet, a double bet. I had the main event and Tim Means. I lost them both. Elle won. So here you go, Elle. Here you
go. Let's go. Be honest, I'm not feeling great tonight, but seeing you in yellow just – you know, it just warms my heart, Dave. It really is your color. It really is.
I didn't even practice this. The hair doesn't look good in it. I am all messed up right now. All right. Well, Dexy. I was going to say something serious, but I don't know how anyone could take me serious wearing this. But did you see what Anthony Smith said today, guys, by the way? No. Anyone?
Oh, God.
He called the fans stupid.
Oh.
Like he had how a tirade print on the fans. So real quick, first of all, we love our Fight Bananas fans in our community. We love them, right? And, dude, I thought about this, and this is where I'm going with it. There are good teachers out there. There are bad teachers out there. There are bad cops, good cops. There are bad analysts. There are good analysts. And, yes, Anthony, there are some bad fans, but there are some phenomenal fans. I think MMA and UFC has very passionate fans. It's why the industry is growing like this. It's why the numbers are going like this. And all of that. So for Anthony Smith just to make a blatant statement saying it's the fans are stupid, I don't know. It really irked me. I didn't like it, guys. Did not like it.
Yeah. He says a lot of really interesting things is how I will put that. I feel like some days he's just digging himself a deeper hole with the fans. And I don't know why he does that.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If I was plus 425, I would have to do something to get my anger out. So I guess he's pointing to the fans.
Fair
enough. I like that. Okay. All right. There we go. We got that out. All right, guys. Like I said, UFC 301. It's a show in Brazil. Yes, we know. It's not a great show. Guys, it's not a great. There's some really good fights on it, though. Guys, Jose Aldo is back, the king of Rios in the co-main event. I really didn't see him back. I was actually out there in Milwaukee when he was boxing Jeremy Stephens. Dude, he's awesome. He was beyond nice to everyone there. He's literally a living legend. So shout out to Jose Aldo. There is a main event for a championship, flyweight championship. We love Pantoja. We are huge Pantoja people here at Fight Bananas. It's his opponent is where it's lacking. I think him versus Brandon Morano in a weird way, people are not shitting on this card. I really don't think so. It's Steve Ursic is a little bit of an unknown, a little bit. He's just not popular, all that being said. But he's not a big dog, guys. Let's just kind of get that out of the way. He's not. The odds are tighter than what I thought. But let's do what we do. Let's go best bet on the board. Elle, let's start with you. Hopefully you're feeling a little bit all right. What's your best bet on the board?
So you said, let's do what we always do. And I was actually going to say, let's do the best bet last. Let's do that at the end. Okay. Let's start off with the underdog and go parlay and end with the best bet. Cause I want to break that fight down last.
Okay.
For sure.
So who's your underdog then at UFC 301?
You were already talking about him. I think Jose Aldo is being so discounted here. Like Grandpa bought me water. One second. It's Gatorade. It's pleasantly surprised.
You need that.
So I think Jose Aldo is being so discounted here. The King of Rio coming back in Rio. He's obviously going to have the fans on his side, but I also feel like Jonathan Martinez, not to take anything away from him because he absolutely has good wins. I think Saeed Nurmagomedov is a great win. However, I think his style is something where Aldo can really excel. Like Aldo is going to always struggle with Marab type fighters, but a striking match for Jose Aldo. I know Jonathan Martinez is a fantastic striker, but Aldo has always looked good. Even when he went down in weight, I thought there was absolutely no way he was going to be able to make 135. And if he made it, there's absolutely no way he was going to be able to perform. And he looked great at 35. And he beat great fighters. He beat Chito Vera, Pedro Munhoz, Rob Font, like great fighters late in his career. And Jonathan Martinez has had a tough fight, I think, with Saeed Nurmagomedov, but he hasn't had nearly the strength of schedule that Aldo has. And I just feel like all the momentum for Aldo here, I can't count him out. I can't count him out. Aldo at plus money. The King of Rio in Rio, you have to take it at plus money.
Rafael, before we get to you about what you think about that as an underdog, or where do you think the line's going to go up or down since, in the next 36 to 48 hours, I know I'm wearing the banana hat, but I totally disagree on this one. Do you know when the last time Jose Aldo won a UFC fight?
I mean, I've got his Tapology pulled up right now. I can tell you right now.
The twin girls were just little babies. It was like around 3.5 years ago, Al. Like, that's a long time to be away from one, from top-end competition to, I do agree with you, he actually had a better run towards the end than he thought. But in the Marab fight, and dude, I love Jose Aldo. Like, I am rooted for Jose Aldo. I just think he looked...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
He looked ready to go against the Marab fight. He looked like it was towards the end of his run. He's been boxing. I feel like also, too, let's just be honest, if Alex Pereira or Oliveira or if they had other Brazilian fighters, I don't think Jose Aldo is on this card. I think they needed Jose Aldo. They needed a sale. They needed a co-main event. They needed a guy to really pull in eyes. And they're like, Jose, we'll overpay you. Come back. Fight. Like, this fight came really quick, too. Was he in shape? Was he training MMA? I don't know, El. Martinez is a rising prospect, on the rise. I think he's got 10 UFC wins, 4 or 5 in a row. I like Martinez in this spot, to be brutally honest. I like him a lot. Rob?
I just think you have to take the plus money.
Okay.
I agree with both sides on this one, but the money's coming on Martinez. And I think Dave hit it. I mean, what kind of MMA shape are you going to be? What kind of mental game is MMA shape going to be in this fight? This one opened up at minus 120 and is minus 150, minus 155 at BetMGM right now. So Martinez money's coming in. And again, that's being in Brazil. It's not like they're fighting right. in someone's backyard. Right. You would think Brazilian money would come in with Aldo on the card, and it hasn't right now. I mean, it could change at weigh-in. We could see some money come in, but as of right now, I don't see that. And I just think, they begged him to come on a card because let's face it, this is not the best card. Eight fights are $2 or higher in this card. So there's a lot of heavy chalk on this one. I think they just kind of begged him to put his name on the poster to try to sell some tickets and autographs. And I agree, Martinez, I think he goes all the way up to 165 or higher.
There you go. So you should get your money in now if you like Jonathan Martinez. And the last thing I was saying about it, what I feel about this, I have a lot of Korean zombie fighting in his home, his home country for the last time. Like, I just get that kind of sentiment. I think the crowd's going to go crazy for him. He's going to get beloved. Win, lose, even when Frankie lost, he was loved at the end. I just think it's a swan song to one of the greats of all time. If I'm wrong, I'll be so happy. I'm rooting for Jose Aldo. We're watching it live.
It might just be my heart. I might be picking with my heart here. No, but I feel like
I'm the one wearing a banana hat, Al. You're the analyst. You're probably right, and I'm wrong. But I think Jonathan Martinez, if I get him under $2, under 200, I like Martinez all the way up, juice to 180. That's how I good feel about him. But there you go. Wow. That's my call. Okay. 3-5 parlay, 5-5 parlay, whatever parlay you want to do, Al, take it away.
3-5 parlay. Let's stay there. We're doing good. I'm going to start off with Mauricio Rufi over Jamie Malarkey. I really like this guy. I know he's a little bit older for a UFC debuter, but man, he really, really impressed me on the Contender Series. The guy he fought was training at ATT, Raymond, super good fighter. Very, very well-rounded, and it was at welterweight, and it was on super short notice. And Rufi, had a really close fight that he was losing and then finished the fight by TKO. I was just really impressed with him. I think he's a stud. And Malarkey he just doesn't have it anymore. Seeing him get TKO'd by Nasrat, I think he's on his way out. I don't think he has the durability to deal with a guy like Rufi, who really does have devastating power. And it's just, he's an athlete, man. I really, really like him. I think he'll do well in the UFC, even though
you stole my fighter of the night.
Yeah.
Really?
I like him a lot.
Yeah. Here's one, not to cut you off or anything. Rufi opened up at minus 130. He's $2. And I talked to books. They said one of the bigger bets that came in right away was on Rufi. That's why he's minus $2. I think that trend will probably continue. Would not be shocked if it's 220, 230. That's my fight of the night. And I agree with you. I just don't think the other guy has any shot in this one. I think Rufi's going to control the tempo right from the start.
Yeah.
Rafael, thank you so much. That's such a great feedback on you. Malarkey, when your best trait is your chin and your tough and your grit, when that stuff starts to falter, you fall as a MMA, as a high-level UFC fighter. I love that pick, Al. Love it. Love it.
I mean, he doesn't have the chin like you have right now with the banana, but I mean, he does have a good chin.
It's so tight, actually, on my chin. My face hurts already. It's a lot.
You look like Jay Leno.
I have a way smaller head than Dave.
And so. I have a huge head. And my hair takes up half of it. It's like up to there.
Anyway. All right. Leg one is Rufi. We got to get through this before Dave loses circulation to his head. Leg one is Mauricio Rufi. Second leg, I have William Gomez.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I really, really like him over John Silva, and I like that it's plus money to toss into your parlay. If you didn't like my other underdog, I hope you like this one, Dave. I think John Silva's his strength of schedule wasn't super high. Excuse me. Before the UFC, he had a good win on Contender Series. However, I'm so impressed with Gomez. If you look at his strength of schedule outside the UFC, it's very high. And he's 3-0 in the UFC right now. If you go back and look at his only two losses in his entire career, they've both aged very well. One was Morgan Charest, who is becoming a young stud in the UFC. And yeah. the other is this guy named Saladin Parnasse, another French fighter who is 19-2 now. Like two studs. Those are his only losses in his entire professional MMA career. And if you just look at how he's performed in the UFC, win over Francis Marshall, who's a really talented young guy, and then that big finish he got over Gamori. I was surprised to see him as an underdog here. I really, really like him on plus money. So
he's not going to be underdog for long. He won't be an underdog for long.
Changing?
Yeah. I would not be shocked if it's a pick'em kind of a fight, maybe minus 115 on him. And there's even, I mean, DraftKings now has him just at even money, but MGM plus 103. I would not be shocked if he's a very, very small favorite.
So lock that in ASAP. You heard it
Queen,
here first.
Yes, this is what happens when you bet against Elle Dawson. You literally look like a banana. That's what is what happens. She's on fire right now with her 3-5 parlay. I don't know about the underdog queen. Come back and watch the episode again on all of her social medias. But, you know, she's in the middle of a nice 3-5 parlay.
All right, third leg. So we have Mauricio Rufi. We have William Gomez. Third leg, I have Caio Baraglio over Paul Craig. He's a huge favorite, but that's why I liked him for this parlay piece. I agree with the odds here. I think Caio Baraglio is better at what Paul Craig is best at. Paul Craig looks really good. He looked really good against Andre Muniz. But I think Andre Muniz as a win has not aged as well as I once thought it would. Even though like he had a huge win over Jacare, but he just didn't look good after that. And then Paul Craig got absolutely dismantled by Brendan Allen. If you look at Caio Baraglio, his last win was Abus Magomedov. That's a great win. That's a great win against a powerful striker. And if Paul Craig's main way to deal with you is to take you down and to grapple, and I don't see him out-wrestling Caio Baraglio, and I think Caio has more power as well. I could see this being a more boring fight. I could see Caio Baraglio laying on top of Paul Craig, Paul Craig trying to, you know, play some guard off of his back. I could see a lot of that chewing up some time. But even if this is boring, I think this goes to Caio Baraglio. I would just leave it money line, throw it into your parlays, get the plus money from William Gomez to up the odds a little bit.
This number could come down. I mean, it's minus 650, minus 675. That's after weigh-in, maybe the betting public, who's probably going to want to take some shots at some underdogs. I don't think it go down any lower than minus $6. This one opened up at minus 350. When I first saw that, I'm like, what are they thinking? I thought for sure it was going to be a solid 450, close to $5 at the opening number. But these are one of those ones I'm like, wow, I think I'll watch boxing undercards when this fight's going on, because I think this fight can get ugly really, really, really quick.
I love doing this with you guys, especially you, L. If you had a guess right now, what is Cario's UFC record?
Who?
Baraglio.
Oh, Baraglio. I was like, who? Yeah. Caio Baraglio? Yeah, his Caio. UFC record?
Don't look at it.
He has more UFC fights than I want to say he's 5-0.
100% right. He's 5-0. That's a top level, like you said, with a great win with Abus. 5-0.
What's Paul Craig's UFC record?
Paul Craig's UFC record? Oh, yeah. Gosh. It's close to 50-50, isn't it?
100% right. He's 9-7, really close to 50-50. Oh. Guys, this is a mismatch. I know Paul Craig's got a couple big ones. That Jamal Hill win will live forever for him, for sure.
He's the champ killer.
I know. Yeah, exactly.
On the wild, Jamal Hill.
He is my favorite. Like, there's a lot, a couple big favorites on this card. Caio is my favorite on this card. I'm not saying this. I love your parlay. Like, I really like that a lot.
I do too.
Slight underdog. Rufi might be like the best pick on the card, and Caio is like the best anchor as a 3-leg parlay. So even you got the Rafael Esparza stamp of approval on a parlay. That's hard to get.
Yeah, we're gonna be big Paul Craig fans on Saturday. Just for that, because I can guarantee you every parlay of USC, every NHL, UFC mixed parlays will be in that one. That I can guarantee we're going to be big. And again, I don't think he has a shot in this one. That's why I think it's going to be ugly really early.
Yeah,
I really don't. I agree. Yeah, Quinn, he's a great grappler, but L kind of nailed it. Where Craig is good at, even Cairo's better at it. It's great fight. All right, so L wanted to save the best bet, and knowing L's and knowing her loyalty and her, you know, her people, guys. When I saw this betting line at Alexander Pantoja and only being this close, this is not maybe the best bet on this card. This might be the best bet of the year in the UFC. I am shocked, absolutely shocked. And I don't get shocked often on betting odds, but how close this is. I don't want to steal L's old thunder, but L, your best bet of UFC 301 is?
The best bet of UFC 301 is Alexandre Pantoja at less than minus 200, guys. It's how crazy. Insane is that? Minus like 190? Against the lower. Number nine guy. Lower now?
Last time I looked, it's dropping. It's about Bet Online has minus 182. I saw someone else has like 185. Dude, and I have a feeling it's probably going to close around minus 175, minus 180. I don't think it gets, unless something crazy happens at weigh-in or some big bet comes in and everyone follows that big bet, which I would think it would happen right now. I don't think it's going to go. I would be shocked if we see $2 again. I'm jumping. I jumped on it early, and I'm probably going to hit it again because I took minus 193, and I'm thinking, oh, I can't believe it went down to minus 193. And then, like, I did yesterday, and I saw it now. I'm like, what the hell? I took minus 193 when I could take it minus 182. So I'm kicking myself, but.
I'm surprised there isn't like more a ton of money coming in on Pantoja to drive the lines up right now. Because,
but you have to look at it. I mean, no disrespect to UFC fans, but this is like backlash of WrestleMania. WrestleMania, the UFC 300, so high, and now you have 301. It's not even here in the state. It's in a kind of a U.S. holiday of Kentucky Derby and a lot of summer vacations here in New Orleans. You got Jazz Fest. I mean, there's so much other stuff where this would probably not be a big pay-per-view bet number wise. I mean, a handle will probably be below. I already said there's eight fights, $2 or higher on this one. So I think that's why we're not going to see that significant big bets coming in where you say, wow, this number just moved 50 cents, 60 cents. Because of everything on and off. This was like, I think UFC 302, totally different fight cards, totally different handles coming in. But anytime you follow a big event in any sport, like I said, I'll take WrestleMania and Backlash. UFC 300 was such a big event. And now you have 301 that's not even in the States that has a fighter that they begged to be in the co-main event because of no names. I would not be shocked if we don't see that much handle that's going to change. I think more dog money will come in just because I think people are chasing that big win.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I haven't even said why, I think. But, I mean, obviously you guys are in agreement. But, like,
dude,
how often will we see the number nine guy who has three UFC fights fighting for a title and be this close in odds? Like, that's just mind-blowing to me. I think Usyk is absolutely dangerous. But the dude's never fought five rounds. Nope. Like, how many times has Pantoja fought five rounds? Like, do you guys know off the top of your head? I don't.
His first fight was five rounds.
Dozens. Like, he has so much experience over five rounds. And I think if Usyk doesn't get an early finish, I think that just sets up Pantoja for more and more takedowns, more top control. I think he outstrikes. And Pantoja can fight tired. Like he definitely, he's not one of those guys that's like, never gets tired. You see that he's tired, but he still fights the same. Like he's so consistent throughout five rounds, no matter who he's fighting, his game plan stays the same, no matter how like difficult the fight is, he's so consistent. And I just see Usyk getting taken down, getting controlled for so much of this fight. It's kind of nuts to me to see the line so close. It's wild.
And one thing on media day for UFC 301 that happened today in Brazil, in Rio, I don't know if you guys saw it, Pantoja, and I know he trains in Coconut Creek at American Top Team, but he's a Brazilian. He really said, he said it with respect to Jose Aldo, like, hey, I want to become the king of Rio. Like, I want the torch passed to me. I really want to take this on. Guys, he's the main event. It's in Brazil. All the momentum is in Pantoja's favor. I can't even – again, I feel this fight. I know I feel like Pantoja was locked into this spot. Maybe not the main event, but he was locked into 301 for a little bit when we knew Brazil was coming. Ursic was not. Like, I think they wanted to see what happened with Royval. They wanted to see what happened with the Brandon Moreno fight. There was a couple of different things. All of it didn't go well. They're like, Ursic, you're the guy. He's not from here. He had to travel country to country. There's so much that I don't like about Ursic in this spot. The how big it is, the bright lights. He's not even main event in the fight night first. He's main event in the first pay-per-view since UFC 300. Like, guys, there are levels. And I know because of L and everything at American Top Team, Pantoja's been the best flyweight in the world for years. He just wasn't the champion. Like, this guy is the real deal. I see him a long-term flyweight champion. Guys, I don't like Pantoja in this spot. I love Pantoja in this spot. This might be my favorite bet so far this year. I was very high on Alex Pieda in UFC 300. I'm even higher on Pantoja in this spot. Love, love, love it.
Yeah, this one I would think watch your numbers. Like I said, BetMGM 185, BetOnline 182. I would say, well, let me go back on that one. I totally agree with you guys. I would even take it at $2 or $2. I wouldn't go anything. Anything maybe 220, 230. But if this number continues to drop, I would be totally blown away. I mean, I just don't understand it. And again, I think it's just because of the situation that 301 is in. Not because of the fighter, not because of who he's fighting. I just think the situation of how this all planned out. This was 302, 303, or even a fight night. I think it would have been minus like 250, 260, 280 favorite and the money coming in. I just think the situation of a UFC calendar date is the reason why some of these fights, I believe that the numbers are off.
Rafael, if you win, just say if the Super Bowl team is minus 180 and you put $1,000 on it, when you cash, is it the same amount when you put $1,000 on Pantoja and he's minus 180? Isn't the ticket the same? Yes. It still cashes the same. Guys, do not fall trap because it's not a big UFC pay-per-view. This is one of the best lines of the year. Like, go get this line. I'm telling you, go get Pantoja at minus. If you can get him at minus 175 on Thursday or Friday, hammer it. Hammer.
But you nailed it. I'm right. People are not going to say, oh, they're going to look at this card. They're like, wait a minute. I just got done paying off $300 and my wife's still yelling at me to have to pay for it. And I'm going to pay for this junk card. I mean, this is what I can guarantee. This is what the novice bettors are looking at. They're like, oh, there's not even a name that I know in this one. I'm not going to buy it.
They all lost their money on Jim Miller a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to bet it and stuff like that. The weather's going to be nice or whatever. There's no tornadoes in Nebraska this weekend. I'm going to go outside and stuff. There's other things they're going to see when they're looking at this card, but there's so much value in this card.
Yes. Typically, these cards where there's less known fighters can be really difficult to bet. I feel like this is one of the easiest cards to bet that we've had all year. Like, I think there's tons of great picks. And a lot of them, like you said, there's a lot of value.
Like, I you missed the underdog.
I'm not going to watch, but bet. I'm not going to watch the card. I'm going to bet the card because I'll be doing other things. Well, I got the Derby and I got so much other work I got to do. But like UFC 300, I made sure I was at my mom's birthday and I was watching that more than hanging out with my mom. So I'm like, mom, I'm working. Come on.
Yeah, this is work.
If you don't get the card, Rafael, what you can do Saturday night, come over here to the Fight Bananas land. We will be doing a 4 or 5 hour watch along. UFC 300 was so successful. We had so many views and watchers and comments and all that stuff. We're bringing it back. I will be live starting around 9 p.m. for UFC 301. So you don't have to buy the pay-per-view. Just come here and Fight Bananas. We'll tell you what's going on.
I will do that. Saturday night's my research night. I'm not doing anything late at night. I got to research a whole bunch of crap this coming week. So I will jump on that because I got to do some minister dog betting odds and stuff like that. So I will be I'll come by. I'll stop by and say hi.
Oh, can I take this off? Can I take this off now?
You can. Oh, it's blinding.
I am dying here, guys. I am absolutely dying. Real quick, last thing.
You can already see his hair before we go.
So hopefully maybe Friday we'll do the MMA roundup with the queen. Yes. So distracting. I don't know how anyone watched this for 30 minutes. But guys, Friday night, hopefully we'll do something, me and L. If not, Saturday, the watch along. If you haven't seen it yet, yesterday, one of our greatest live shows to date, multiple hours. Of course, Jillian Savage Robertson. How about Grant Dawson, UFC lightweight ranked stud fighter? How about the American top team coach, Mike Brown? And then Dustin the Diamond Poirier gave us 20 minutes. Other media MMA outlets are picking it up and showing it. It's been great. It's been
it was a great show.
Thank you.
I'm not blowing smoke. Both you guys did outstanding. That Grant guy that was on there, he was handsome. I mean, ooh, man, I never seen him before.
He's jacked. Grant Dawson is jacked.
It was funny. I said that when he was on there. I'm like, what the heck is he doing? What is he, bodybuilding now? He's really big. I'm like, well, I know camera adds 10 pounds, but I know if it's 10 pounds of muscle. I'm like, that's funny how you said that because I thought the same thing. I'm like, wow, his arms are huge.
And L's going to be like, Dave, stop. Dude, like, Grant, when it gets close to the fight week, you know, of course, you know, he loses the weight and like you see the arm is just, I was like, Grant, stop, brother. Like, dude, you got a month. Like, you can just stay big.
I agree, Grant. I agree.
Yes. Very handsome guy. And he eats a ton of sushi too. So never take him out to sushi. He will just eat you out of it. I'll never put that down. All right, guys, we are done. Wednesday night, 30 minutes. We did it. UFC 301. Absolutely, L nailed her 3-fight parlay. Best bet is one of the best bets on the year of Pantoja. Underdog, I a little disagree. She's going with her heart with Jose Aldo. Can't disagree. I love the fighter. But Jonathan Martinez, under minus 200, I like all the way up to 180, 190. Rafael, anything else? Anything else on your plate? I know you're all around. Anything you want to push, promote, take it away. Go for it.
No, I mean, you can follow me on all the socials at VSI.sports, Instagram, Rafael Esparza, my daily show, Driving the Line with Jonathan Coachman. We just had our good friend, David Schwab, died over at ESPN, used to be in there. He died. So it was a rough week last week doing the show without him doing it. So that was rough. But it's been a busy week. Like I said, it's a busy week for me. I got Derby interviews coming up all week. It's supposed to rain on Friday and Saturday at the Kentucky Derby. So, again, make sure you look at the horses that you like on there. If they like it, there's only a certain ones I like to run in the mud. So make sure you look at that because some of these horses are prima donnas that don't want to get dirty. So look at that. But it's just, like I said, I love doing a show. I can't wait for pay-per-views because you guys are like two of the best in the biz. I follow you guys. It's fantastic. Your show, again, not blowing what you guys did the other day with the Diamond and all the guests you had. It was one of the better shows that I've seen in any sport, not NBA or stuff like that. It was very – the time flew by. I'm like, you guys – I'm like, wait, the show's over already? I'm like, the time flew by so bad because I was entertained, and it was one of the better shows. So thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. L, go get some Zicam. Feel better. We need you. You are the bloodline here at Fight Banana. So much love to L Dawson. We acknowledge.
We have
no idea what we're doing. We acknowledge.
I do not.
You guys are the best. Cool. I'm going to prep my salmon now. That was a short stream. Good time. Queen, you're the best. We love you on Wednesday nights.
I love that you're always tuning in.
We'll be over, Queen, for dinner.
There you go. All right, guys, we'll see everyone soon. Feel better. Yes, feel better. Hopefully Friday, if not Saturday night, the watch along. Come around 9 p.m. here in Fight.